Hi, thanks for joining me today in our monthly catch-up video with me, Anisha Pindoria. This is the second video in this series with the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. So let's see what the Visual Studio ALM Rangers have been up to in the last sprint. So at the end of Sprint 74, the Migrate Word for TFS to OSS project, this is the first Visual Studio ALM Rangers project to move to OSS. In terms of progress, it has been approved by LCA and the final business approver, who is Brian Harry. The next step in Sprint 75 is to start updating the source headers and preparing for CodePlex. The Extracting Effective Permissions from TFS project, the team has completed the final technical and copy edit reviews of white papers, sample tooling for release, and will present project and findings in an internal slide deck to the PO next week. This was the final sprint and the team have reached the end of this project. The team will be releasing effective permissions artifacts to the community and auditing artifacts internally only. The Create Quality PowerShell DSC Resources for DevOps and ALM Practitioners project, this resource factory project has been initiated with the goal of contributing resources to the gallery based on the backlog. In Sprint 75, the team will start work on 2 to 3 resources as prioritized by the PO, Keith Bankston. The version control guidance upgrade V3, the product owner Matt has agreed to restart the project based on the community and the recent MVP summit feedback. A backlog has been defined. Planned for Sprint 75, the team will start with branching strategies, distributed versus centralized, TFVC to Git migration and team project granularity planning sections. Essentially, they will be starting work on the first out of 3 of the guide. In terms of the Project Unicorn project, myself, Willie, Sam, Chuck and Claude have defined the storyboards and vision for the reference solution and have started infrastructure setup for all 8 feature teams. In Sprint 75, we need to finish the infrastructure setup and begin building the reference solution. And the final certificate for DevOps, the course outline has been finalized and the student flash drives for the course Minimal Capabilities for DevOps has been prepared. With this course, we can promote the Microsoft DevOps strategy and the attendees will gain from attending this course. In the next sprint, we need to start work on course advanced concepts in DevOps test architecture and patterns outline. These two projects are currently on hold or are blocked. So the migration guidance of on-premises TFS to VSO, the team has completed part one of the understanding TFS migrations from on-premise to Visual Studio Online. In Sprint 75, the team will focus on working on part two, which is a practical walkthrough. The ALM readiness treasure map, the team has been on hold as they have been waiting updates from the application insights team regarding crashes in the app. In the meantime, the project lead met with Willie and myself to discuss what should happen next, and we have come to the conclusion to deprioritize the App Insights feature and revisit it in a future release. In Sprint 75, the team hopes to start to retheme the app for enterprise use, as this would make it more appealing to enterprise from the feedback that has been received so far. So for other updates that have taken place in the ALM Rangers world, we have ordered and groomed our solutions catalog. To those that have not visited the catalog yet, I urge you to have a look at some of the solutions that the Rangers have created. Here is a quick look. We have ordered and groomed these into 3 categories. Active solutions, which are those that we can receive candid feedback on and to improve on. We have the service mode solutions, which are those that will only be updated if critical bugs are found. And we finally have the retired mode solutions. These are the solutions that will have no bug fixes, no new features, or any updates planned. Please give us candid feedback on our solutions. So you can see here what solutions have moved from active to service mode and service mode to retired. So what is coming up next month? Well, we have a Rangers talk scheduled with a Q&A session with 2 Ranger PMs, myself, Anisha, and Willie. This will take place in the Vancouver office. The aim for this session is for the Rangers to ask the PMs questions around the Rangers program and anything that we can update them on. It's all about transparency. We also have a super session scheduled with Sam Guckenheimer and Jeff Beeler, who will be joining me live in the Channel 9 studio, taking live questions from the Rangers via link. This will definitely be a session to tune into. This will also be shared on Channel 9 to see what things Sam and Jeff have got and what they are thinking about. And that's it from me for this month's monthly catch-up. See you next month, and happy Thanksgiving to those in the US. Hi, so we're here on our second day at the MVP Summit, and we have a special guest. As you can see, we're out of the Channel 9 studios, and we're actually in Building 33. So please introduce yourself, and where have you traveled from?
Hi, my name is Tarun. I'm an ALM Ranger. I'm a Microsoft MVP. I've traveled all the way from United Kingdom, London, the city of the Queen, the country of the Queen.
Cool. Have you traveled so far to come to the MVP Summit?
The thing is, I can't really tell you why I've traveled so far, because everything about MVP Summit is supposed to be NDA. But if you really ask, this is one summit, one conference that you don't want to miss anytime, because this is the opportunity that the MVPs have to influence the product group direction on where they're taking the product forward. Mm-hmm. And so you get to see the roadmap 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and you can really influence where the product gets directed. So yeah, this is absolutely the conference of the year you'd never miss.
Wow, brilliant. So I know that Secret Bear tells me that you're also an ALM Ranger. So why are you an ALM Ranger?
Well, so ALM Rangers, by definition, is a very elite group that has got the length and the breadth of knowledge around ALM. And, you know, it's not just process, it's not just tooling, it's a combination of both that you need to succeed. And, you know, apart from just that, they are a very cool group of people to hang out with. And they give you that bridge between the product team and your users to allow that channel of feedback. Mm-hmm. Now, that's absolutely my piece of cake. I have expertise in this area, and being an ALM Ranger gives me that opportunity to bridge that gap. And for the same reason, I'm an ALM Ranger.
Wow. So it seems like you have lots of experience working with the ALM Rangers. So can you tell me some of the current projects that you're working on or what you're looking forward to?
Sure. So I joined the Ranger program 3 years back, and some of the projects that I'd like to call out that I worked on, one of them is the community TFS build extensions. Mm-hmm. So a few years back, we identified that there's so much the product team can do in terms of delivering a build platform and extension points. And so we took over building extension points, which we thought were, you know, useful and could be used across different customers. And that project's grown tremendously from being a bunch of extension points to like a massive toolkit. So that's one project I really enjoyed working on. I've also worked on a guidance project, which is setting up a TFS instance in Azure IaaS, and that's gone down quite well, the version one with the customers, maybe potentially looking at doing a version two of that. Another interesting project that I worked on is the news extension. Now, it's another one where, you know, developers get the opportunity to see stuff within ID, like the blog post that Willy publishes. Yeah. So that's another one that was good to work on. And then there are others as well, but these are like my prime ones.
Great. Well, I definitely use the news extension anyway. So is there anything that you're looking forward to coming up or in the near future?
Well, plenty. There is the Unicorn project that is kicking off in the near future, which I'm really excited about. Again, you know, an opportunity to influence how DevOps work gets shaped and delivered in terms of tooling and guidance. So yes, that's certainly a priority. Apart from that, there's so much happening in the product at the moment in terms of so many different features being announced that you just can't miss being there delivering something and, you know, building a new product out there to bridge the gap. So yeah, now's the time to be an ALM Ranger. Really, really excited.
Great, fantastic. Thanks for that. So is there anything that you would like the Channel 9 audience to know or to know about you?
Well, so there are a lot of stuff that I don't want them to know about, but all I can tell is, really when doing a solution or when trying to deliver something, try and keep it simple. And simplicity is really the goal that you should strive for. And if you keep it simple, it's going to grow a whole mile.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for stopping by as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So we have another special guest dropping by as well. Again, we're out of the Channel 9 studios, and we're actually at the MVP Summit in Building 33. So we have a special guest, and please introduce yourself and tell us where you've traveled from.
Yeah, so I'm Utkarsh, and I'm a Microsoft ALM MVP, and I also traveled from London. This is my first MVP Summit, so pretty excited to be here. Yeah.
Fantastic. So it's definitely an exciting opportunity for you, right?
Yeah.
So why have you traveled so far from London to come to Redmond?
Yeah, so first reason is this is my first MVP Summit, and I was pretty excited to be being part of this elite group. And then there is so much learning to do, meet a lot of other MVPs who are like 5-10 years old into this MVP group.
Yeah.
And also get to interact with a lot of community, product members, and it helps me learn as well. So, yeah, provide feedback as well along the way.
Great, fantastic. Yeah. You mentioned that you're also an ALM Ranger.
Yeah.
Why are you an ALM Ranger?
Yeah, so I've been part of ALM Ranger group from like last 2 years now, and the reason is I think they are more informal in a way, like they listen to, the execution model is like very adaptive, and you get to discuss informally with a lot of product members who are part of that group, and then also bridge the gap between customers and the Microsoft team, and learn along the way. So
yeah, it definitely seems like it's a learning experience, and you can develop your skills, can't you? So can you tell me any projects that you've been working on or are currently working on with the Rangers?
Yeah, so currently I'm not working on any project, but planning to pick up one because there will be a lot of stuff going on. So last year I worked on a project called TFS on Azure IIS, which is like an infrastructure on service, which basically helps you for teams to host your TFS instance on the cloud. So that provided a guidance documentation on that. And apart from that, I built some community tools like News Extension and Team Rooms Extension for Visual Studio. So those were the primary ones which I worked on.
Well, it seems like you're definitely keeping busy then.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you're looking forward to, both with the Rangers or anything that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, with the Rangers, I'm looking for a few more contributions. Lately, I haven't been able to put more effort, but been following and attend a few group discussions, but very eager to contribute, start working on a project. So
great, fantastic. Yeah. So is there anything that you'd like the Channel 9 audience to know either about you or what you're kind of passionate about?
Yeah, so about me, I'm very passionate about technology. I love building tools. One thing which I feel is like listen to your customers and see what trouble they are having. There are simple things like which they do daily, but we don't observe, like what difficulties they face in. So I usually tend to observe like what are they struggling in and try to develop a tool or a solution for it. So I think I say the same thing, like you should listen to your customers, see what they are doing wrong or what simplification you can bring their day-to-day tasks. So.
Great, definitely good advice. Thank you again for stopping by.
Yeah.
And next month, hopefully, or if any of you're around next time in Redmond, stop by and we can do another kind of catch up.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
All right, thank you very much. So thank you again for joining us on the second day of the MVP Summit. We have a fantastic guest with us. He's a Russian. please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hi, my name is Vladimir Gusarov. I came from Russia. I'm living in Moscow. It's like 20 hours flight and I'm here, so it's
wow, that's a long way to travel.
Still feeling jet lag, but it's not a problem.
So why have you traveled so far to come to the MVP Summit?
So I liked to meet my colleagues, MVP colleagues, and colleagues from product group. It's good event to know each other, to to meet in person each other, to know, to get new information from product group.
It definitely seems like a great opportunity to work and collaborate and actually meet people face to face. So I also know that you're an ALM Ranger, so can you tell me more about that and why you are an ALM Ranger?
Okay, a few years ago I occasionally found some guidance on internet, on Microsoft site, and realized that it's amazing guidance. It's helping me in real life, in real work, and everyday activities. It was branching and emerging guidance. I was so excited about quality of this and practical side of that guidance, and decided to join ALM Rangers team. Since that time, we completed a few projects, and I most liked to apply my programming skills. Mm-hmm. So it was two projects like branching and merging tool, which can help you to apply your branching strategy into source control. And the next project was unit test creation project. So it was very exciting.
Wow, so it seems like you've worked with the Rangers quite a bit. What kind of projects are you working on right now with the Rangers, and what are you looking forward to in the future?
I'm still waiting for better projects, which maybe coding ability to code something.
Okay.
And right now, just to review several projects. So.
Great, fantastic. So is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to know?
I would like to say that ALM today is a very important thing, because we can't release our software without proper tooling, proper processes around this, and just pay attention on that. And don't be afraid that if you can get something from the product, from Visual Studio, you can get something from ALM Rangers team.
Great. Thank you very much. And thank you for stopping by once again. Thank you very much. Thank you again for joining us at the second day of the MVP Summit. We have another special guest joining us. And please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Yeah, my name is Esteban Garcia. I'm originally from Ecuador, but I live in Florida, so that's where I came from.
Great, wow. So why have you traveled from Florida to the MVP Summit?
So this is actually my favorite event over the whole year that I attend. I get to spend, really take a break from everything and mm-hmm. spend a whole week with fellow MVPs, with a product team, and really get to see what's coming next and understand what other people are doing. How are they using the tools? How are they looking to use what's coming next? So it's a really, my favorite event of the whole year.
Yeah, it seems like a great insight.
Yes.
So I also know that you're an ALM Ranger. Can you tell me more about that and why you are an ALM Ranger?
Yeah, sure. So I think, like many people, I started using a lot of the ALM Ranger guides. Branching guideline was my favorite one from 4 or 5 years ago. And then I met someone else who was the ALM Ranger, and I was like, how do I give back? You know, I've gotten so much out of the Rangers. I want to be able to give back. I'm really big into community, in the development community. And I just felt like, you know, once I got so much out of the guidelines, I wanted to also give my expertise and help with that as well.
So it definitely seems like it was a fantastic opportunity for you to be part of the Rangers then.
Oh, definitely. I love it. It's just great because you get to work with all these experts from the whole world, and from inside of Microsoft, outside of Microsoft, and really help people solve real-world scenarios. So it's great.
Great. So can you tell me more about maybe some of the projects that you're currently working on and what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, so in the past, I worked on the version control guideline. I spent a lot of time on working with Git. Mm-hmm. I've done some of the mobile testing. Currently, I'm working on a project called Unicorn, which you're going to find out more about it in the future.
Great, looking forward to that. So is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to know about?
Yeah, sure. So just a couple of weeks ago, I started my own company called Nebia Technology. We focus on ALM and Azure, so helping companies get the most out of their ALM investment and helping them understand what Azure means to them. I also have 5 courses in Pluralsight, all in the ALM space. So everything from Git for Visual Studio developers, Microsoft Test Manager, Azure, Visual Studio Online. So check those out, and definitely also go to my blog, almguide.com.
Great, thank you. Thank you for stopping by as well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Are we recording? I wasn't ready yet.
This is on.
Okay, cool. So thank you once again for joining us. We have another special guest. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've traveled from.
Sure. My name is Oscar Garcia Colon. I am traveling from Guatemala. So it's quite a challenge to be here, but it's good.
Yeah, definitely quite a journey. So why have you come to the MVP Summit?
Because, you know, once I get the invitation there, I thought it was a great opportunity to meet with other MVPs to see, you know, what is this all about. I mean, when you're in the trenches with the good ones. And I'm very excited. It's about knowledge sharing. It's about be shoulder to shoulder, share experience with regardless of what you're working on and the things that are coming ahead.
Wow, definitely seems like it's a lot of learning and catching up and collaboration here that you can do.
That's right.
Great. So I also know that you're an ALM Ranger. So can you tell me why are you a ranger?
Sure. Let me tell a little story here, sure. You know, where you came from. So back in 2007, right, you know, for where I come from in Guatemala, it's a little difficult. I mean, when you think about it, it says technology and ALM there, you know, in the region, it's kind of strange, right, to think about it. But when I joined the group, what I'm working on, it was about, you know, 11 developers. And we started to grow and grow and grow. Right now, you know, the stuff that we have up there and the stuff that I manage is between, you know, 300 and 400 people, comes and goes and in different people. So the challenge that we really ran into was, how do I have traceability about them? You know, how do I have visibility about what they're doing?
Yeah.
So believe it or not, there were people who actually laugh about this, but not today, but back then, you know, we really worked in a small piece of software, which it was a CMMI sort of speaking, in which we load some of the WBSs, and what I was really trying to do with them is try to see what they were doing. So it was a pop-up application, it's a desktop application back there, that shows them what was going to be next. It's a workflow kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they have them that there. And it comes to me so that I can see where the people were working at, you know, at what time and what was due and so on and so forth. So if you think about it, it's a very rudimentary ALM tool, you know, because we didn't have that at the time. So, and I was working always towards that to improve and see how we do process improvement with the whole team. And the fact that we were growing and growing means that a different room or a different level is a geographical distribution. So it was challenging for me to see what, you know, what they were doing and so on.
Yeah.
So back a few months ago, you know, I was talking when we were really, you know, running the TFS stuff on the LM. You know, how do we get there? And says, you know what, my vision actually of this small piece of software that I have up there, it becomes a reality today with Team Foundation Server and the stuff that we're doing. So when ALM Ranger came in, right, and I saw stuff, and you can actually contribute to process improvement, to give your ideas, to work with technology and have it happen and actually see that the idea that you put there, you know, might come up into a reality. For me, it's great. So imagine, you know, coming from a country that doesn't have it, that I was trying to do something about it. Now this came in and now I have the opportunity to actually work with it. I mean, that's the reason why I'm into it. And part of the projects that I'm working with is with Applications Insights,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting to work there, you know, with all the stuff that do the monitoring for me. So that's the project that I'm working on. Of course, from the NDA, I cannot say anything about that, what's going on, but it's very exciting. So.
Great. Wow, it definitely seems like a great opportunity working with the Rangers. So can you tell me some of the projects that you've worked on or what you're currently working on and maybe something that you're looking forward to as well?
In regards to, if you mean like projects like we're working on my teams and, you know, how we implement the TFS or?
Either one with what you're doing in your current day job and what you're doing with the Rangers.
Okay, so in the Rangers, like I said, you know, I was working directly with the Applications Insights and just really kicking that off. I mean, it's about, you know, three weeks that I've been working with. But if I tell you a little bit about, you know, what I've been doing in different areas in Guatemala. So one is like an evangelist for the ALM within my organization. I work for Xerox. And, you know, as an evangelist there, we've really been implementing and going to a material level, you know, fast. And we are iterating a lot faster. That's one piece of it. The other project that I can tell you about it is I'm an evangelist as well with the students community. I'm a professor at the university, several universities, and I do project management in one piece, and the other is software engineering. And in the software engineering, the pieces of, believe it or not, is we're using fully Microsoft stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing that we love about this is when we have GreenSpark, and then we actually can use Azure, you know, the academic Azure that we implemented, it's really, really great. Why is it so great? Because I can tell them, you know, go and build this and then destroy it and build it again and use some PowerShell and all this stuff and they're improving. So the project that I'm working with them is teaching really, you know, from zero all the way to 100, how do we implement everything that is out there? And sometimes I'm anxious that the time is not going to be enough to actually teach them all that. So that's one piece. And internally, you know, it's great from the projects that I work as an evangelist to teach them how to make better at their processes and get faster. So you see different levels and different expertise. And the one thing that I can tell, as an overall, LM is a journey, really. It's not a recipe that you can say, I have everything ready for everybody. As you go to one place to another, and as you go to from one project to another, the way that you implement those processes, the way that you use the tools, the way is a thumbprint. So if there is something that excites me about it, is that every single place that I go, I learn something new.
Yeah.
And it really, you can apply it somewhere else. So it's really great.
Well, it definitely seems like there's a lot of information that the Channel 9 audience can take from there and definitely learn from your experience as well. Before we go, can you tell me more about this?
Absolutely. So, yeah, so it's a very distinctive piece. I'm very proud to wear it. It's a classical watermelon from Todos los Santos, Huehuetenango. Okay. It's handmade. It's a unique piece. Everything is handmade. What can I tell about it? I just love the colors. I love the uniqueness about it, and I thought it was fun to differentiate it. My good friend, Peter, I know he's gonna get differentiated there. So I figured that I bring something like this. You know, we can talk about it a little bit.
So yeah, definitely. Great. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for bringing the culture in as well.
Absolutely.
And thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.